just within the last couple of months, I got this. It's a ledger book from an old nursery in down in Oakdale. It's called the Hanford Nursery, and it was a book that had been in the family ever since the early 1900s, and the family members couldn't make heads or tails out of it and didn't really know what to do with it. And so they asked me if I would like to, you know, take a look at it, and I said sure. So I started going through it, and I realized that some of the pages were basically receipts for trees that were purchased, apple trees and for other fruit trees that were purchased by people. And so I started going through them, and some of the receipts were for lost apples. And and back then, of course, they didn't have, everyone here or everyone now has street addresses. Well, they didn't have street addresses back then. So they would say like William Smith, Troy, Idaho. And that was as close as you were going to get, but the postman somehow got him what he needed. Well, there was a receipt for a William Smith and from Troy, Idaho, and he had purchased, I believe, two lost varieties of apples along with some other apples. And this was a couple of months ago, and I was getting a grafting class going down in Pullman, because one of the one of our goals with the Lost Apple Project that I head up is to educate the public on things like pruning and grafting. And so a fellow from Troy, Idaho called me, and I signed him up for the course. And then I said, and he sounded really excited about taking this course. And so I thought, I'm just going to take a hunch here. And I said, would you be interested in doing some research in Troy? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And I explained to him that these lost apples had been purchased by William Smith in Troy, Idaho. And I told him what to do. He needed to go to the county seat and to the clerk, find the oldest plat book that he could find, and see if he could find where William Smith was, where his homestead was. And once he got that, then try to find out who now owns that, and maybe even go out there and, you know, and see it, follow that up. So, well, that was about a week or two before the grafting class, and the grafting class came, and he came to the class, and he was really excited. He gave me a bunch of papers, and he had done exactly what we had talked about. He'd found out where William Smith lived. He had a plat map of his property. He actually owned not just 160 acres, which was a typical homestead back then, but a little bit more. And he'd gone out, made contact with the owner. He even had a satellite map of the what it looked like right now. And he showed me the lines, the property lines, and all along the property lines you could tell it was farming ground, so probably wheat or some other crop was farmed there. But on the property lines there were still green trees, and he said, yeah, those are apple trees. And so we're both very excited. This fall we're going to go right to the property, and the owner of the property is cooperating, and we're going to see if we can find some of these trees, or lost apple trees.